in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is a Tuesday, a rather dark Tuesday, in the stock market. 22nd day of January, 2008. Good afternoon, James Martinez. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, everybody. Coming to you from Beverly Hills, California, the richest, most ignorant place in America. I got to tell you, John, after watching a little bit of the tube and going out and talking to some people in some meetings and some phone calls, it truly, absolutely amazes me that the leadership of this country and the people that are running for office and the people that think they're informed have absolutely no idea what's coming. None. It's like talking to your refrigerator, and it's not even plugged in. I might as well be talking to that as to talk to some of the people out here who just don't get it. They have access to information. It's all out there. Yet what I'm discovering, John, is with a lot of people, is just too painful for them to realize what's happening to them financially, that it's happening all over the place, and that the way of life that we've had here for so long is now in jeopardy.
Well, you know,
Did you watch the Democratic debates?
I
60
saw
60 seconds, and I was like, enough. This is just like they're not saying anything. They're not saying anything. It's amazing.
No, they just want to stand there. There's only three candidates there. Edwards is on his way out. It's Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and now they're starting to sling mud at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I am thoroughly amazed that these people. They know. I've been inside and I have looked at the campaigns, how they're structured,
mm-hmm.
what people they have on board to present their candidate the correct way, to make sure that their shoelaces are tied correctly, their tie matches their shirt, their hair is just a certain way, their makeup, their mannerisms, their speech patterns,
everything.
The content of their speech, everything, folks. If you think this is spontaneity that you're seeing, you're absolutely wrong. Everything is mapped out.
It's totally engineered, like it's going to be shot for a big budget movie. Everybody knows their lines. Everybody, the makeup artists are on set. The lighting is on set. Everything's been coerced and engineered before the actual shot.
It's thoroughly amazing. And I'll tell you what really bothers me. I mean, James, it would be one thing if we had problems in this country with key people that were corrupted. But as I look across the landscape of what was known as America at one time, I am just thoroughly amazed at the underhandedness, the lies, the deceptions, the outright thievery, and murder in some cases,
mm-hmm.
and that the American people are sitting around watching this happen, but yet they remain mute. I am ashamed for this country. I am ashamed for my fellow Americans, and I fear for our children's future. We'll take this break. We'll be right back to get into some economic news, and it is not good. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, the Federal Open Market Committee has decided to lower its target for the federal fund rate 75 basis points to 3.5%. This committee took the action in view of the weakening of the economic outlook and increasing downside risk to growth, while strains in the short-term funding markets have eased somewhat, broader financial market conditions have continued and will continue to deteriorate, and credit has tightened further for some businesses and households. Moreover, incoming information indicates of a deepening of the housing contraction, as well as some softening in the labor markets. Well,
that's nice and coded, isn't it?
Well, and unless you live under a rock, you already know that the world markets have collapsed, in some cases more than 10%, in just the past couple of sessions. But now, we thought we'd throw a couple of more reasons why we've done this, and we've talked about this for years. And we're going to have to get around to replaying 1929 sometime in order to reset the money clock so we can have another cycle of good old-fashioned American boom and bust cycles. The stuff, if you play it right, enables one group of people to claw their way to the top, while the other group of people that have accumulated some sort of wealth and some sort of stability are again knocked down to the bottom rungs of the ladder. So, you know, I'll tell you what, James, I am a guy that generally speaks what's on his mind, and I'm going to couch my words very carefully here.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're witnessing is the meltdown of this country. I caught today on CNBC, they actually said, "We get up and tell as much truth as possible without hurting the stock market." an admission that they're not telling you the truth.
Exactly. Yeah, good. Great. Thanks a lot, guys. Good.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. People's savings are getting wiped out. Everything is devaluing of any worth because of inflation, and it's the devaluation of the dollar. I don't think we have to keep repeating that again. Mm-hmm. But we have a situation, folks, where the fix is in, and nobody, and I mean nobody except for one man, Ron Paul, that has talked about the Federal Reserve, the damage that's done to this country. The only hope of survivability is to dump this thing now.
Yeah, and I don't see him anywhere on TV. None. He's been shut out. Pretty much. I mean, I watch these shows and them doing their commentary on the stock markets and Fall Street and all that. And then, you know, I'll walk out of the room and I'll come back in. And right on commercial break, they got credit card commercials. Right after these, right after these commentaries on the economic situation that we're in, cut two, they go to American Express puts their commercial on, Visa puts their commercial on, all within 30 minutes. Right after the economic collapse and all this news, the credit card commercials come right on after those. I was like, oh my gosh.
By the way,
people just don't get it.
By the way, James, our numbers are down somewhat today because my regularly scheduled guest, Bob Chapman, is on another radio program as we speak. Mm-hmm. And that was strategically done because these parties understand that Mr. Chapman comes on the National Intel Report every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I guess when you have a good thing, I've heard this before, that to emulate what a person does is the highest form of flattery. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't know whether to defecate, go blind, or why my wristwatch. I don't know whether to I deal and I take a lot of things, but for the life of me, I cannot understand why people have gone after this network the way they have. Same group of people that tried to destroy it last January a year ago, and we even survived that. But now they're just picking the programming and trying to preempt what we do. And I'll tell you what, I am angry as all get out, and these are supposed well-known patriots.
Mm.
It's utterly disgusting. And you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm fit to be tied today. Not only are we burning down, not only do we not have any honest voices out there that are telling the American people, hold on, there's been mistakes made. We may not make it out of this, but at least we can tell you the truth of why the proverbial sword of Damocles is swinging ever so closer to your little necks.
So true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. I am just amazed at the deception, the lies, and what is even more disturbing about this is the ability for people to play along. They're literally whistling through the graveyard. They're afraid as all get out, but they're not afraid enough to stand up and speak the truth as it's going down. Mm-hmm. And now, we have predicted this. Everything that you're seeing right now, we have predicted with a spot-on accuracy rate that would put the world's leading well-known economists to shame, because, again, they have their own little agendas, just as the talking heads, the little primped ones for the rah-rah boys for the Wall Street crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that maybe we're in a recession, maybe we're not. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If the United States were not in a recession, and there was just a threat of recession here in the United States, you would not have seen what transpired in Europe and England, all over the world, in Japan, in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The gig is up.
Yes, it is.
You know, and they can't even tell you the truth about that.
No. Nope.
That, on fears. It's just on fears in Europe that the stock markets over there just went through the floor. Had their biggest drop since 2001, and basically 2001, September of 2001, mainly affected these markets directly here, and there was a spillover effect to foreign markets. But here is the situation, ladies and gentlemen. We are in recession, have been for 2 years, and we are going to further go down to the point that it may be irretrievable, and the lying sons of buggers are still putting on the happy face and smiling. Well, that told me all I had to hear. I already knew it, but it told me all that I had to hear today, to listen to one man say that we tell as much truth as we can without adversely affecting the markets. Whose benefit do you think they're working for?
Exactly.
Oh.
I know. I know. It's tragic that we've got to live like that, but to me it's more tragic that the recipients of this programming are not questioning authority, are not taking the power that they have and using it to alter the change. I'm talking about most people I know and have dealt with feel powerless to feel that they can change anything. However, now for the first time, many people that I know, colleagues, actors, producers, all this, they're starting to vote, wow, you're actually right. And I said, yeah, I've been trying to tell you this for years. And I said, if you think just voting is going to be enough, you're wrong. You're going to have to do more than just vote for Ron Paul. You're going to have to change your lifestyle. You're going to be compromised. You're going to have to change the way you live, everything. And they're just kind of in the shock mode at this point. Because to me, I mean, as I've mentioned to you, John, I grew up in many places all over the world. And America, at the highest standard of living is here. We are the most spoiled. We're the most arrogant. And we're the most dumb by far. And what's happened here to me is because of the lack of education, because of sophisticated technologies used on the public, because of the television, people not understanding the power of TV and media in general. And this has accumulated to the point where we're at now, where you have a conversation with somebody about it and tell them the truth, and they can almost be offended that you would even bring that up.
Well, and again, what you're doing is, and folks, pay attention to what we're saying here, that what you are literally doing is you are presenting the truth. It is destroying what little faith they had in things, although that their allegiance or complicity, if you will, is very shaky at best. To understand the news, you know what it reminds me of? The Bucket List. It's a movie that just came out.
Sure.
In that movie, and I do believe this, and I'd read this before, that there was actually a survey done that people were asked the question, if you knew the time of your death, the day, the minute of your death, would you want to know that so you could either maximize or rearrange your life to do the things that need to be done that you've been putting off? Almost 90% of the respondents said absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Folks, transition that type of thinking to what we're facing today, and people don't want to know of their economic deaths. They do not
right.
want to know it. And what's really...
Never underestimate the power of denial.
And how many of you people that listen to this program have not picked up the phone? You're choking on credit card debt. You have some bad ideas in your head that somehow that you're maybe going to be able to use these credit cards to survive just a little bit longer. You are so cued in to that matrix that you cannot honestly make a clean break. And here's the upside to this. The credit is not going to do you any good. It's not done you any good so far. It's given you temporary illusion. It's given you play toys. It's given you playtime. But you have put this off payment for another day at interest. And people will not dump that credit card debt. Eliminate it 100%. So you can use whatever money you've got coming into your household to put it in places that is going to literally mean your survival in this country. Are you listening out there? Are you paying attention? For God's sakes, why are we doing this and why are we telling you these things? To get rich off of you? No, because we care about this country. And even though we don't personally know each and every one of you, we do care. We care about your survival. We care to keep you online for another day, hoping you'll come in to this great movement that has said, you know what? I'm mad as hell, and I am not taking this anymore.
Exactly.
Where are you, people? Where are you? I want to open up the phone lines. I want to see a little courage displayed out there, because if you do not display it now, the indication is that when the time is needed for you to step up and do what is necessary for your survival, it ain't going to be there. 800-313-3131.
9443.
For a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos, look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We are back. Well, we have a few people with courage out there, and they're both from Tennessee. Josh in Tennessee, you're up first.
Hello.
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
It's going good so far.
All right.
I had a question that ever since this show first aired, that assuming that everything does collapse and, you know, the markets collapse, how are they going to come and take back what we've been paying on? I mean, if the whole system collapses, isn't everybody going to suffer?
Yeah, absolutely they are.
So,
of course.
You know, I mean, I own my own home. I do have two car payments and a credit card payment, which I've shut down and I'm working on paying off. But, you know, when it comes down to it, if everything truly collapses, how can they come get it? Because everybody's going to be hurt.
Well, yeah, but you're also talking about something that I've already had practice with, and that was in 1929.
Yeah.
Through those 11 years of recession, homes were gone, family farms that were generationally held were gone.
Yeah.
How are they going to come and confiscate it? They'll get around to it. Don't worry. Somebody's going to be
paying. Well, you got to understand also that they've been strategically planning this. They have think tanks. They've done scenarios to set up for this. This is not something that's going to happen as like a car accident down the street. They already know what's going to happen. They've already orchestrated. They know what to do with you. There's been a plan and agendas put forth for quite some time. So they have all the scenarios worked out already.
Well, then I guess, you know, they're doing better than we are for the most people out here that, you know, don't have a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a plan because you're open and you have some behavior flexibility set in there, and you're at least aware. You're aware.
I have tried to pass the word on. I found this station about 2 years ago, and, you know, I met with a lot of resistance. People don't want to listen, but, you know.
Now, why is that? Why?
They're afraid, I guess, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Everything they've known for their entire life could just disappear, and they're too chicken to admit it.
Well, and what is the end result of that? And I just love my analogy of the Titanic, because it was so final that you're standing on board the Titanic, you see the water coming over the gunwales, and you're standing there fiddling on deck.
You know, but what can you do? Honestly, I've been listening to the show, and you got the credit card trying to help people get out of that, but what else can we do to help?
Okay. When you say help, are you saying help yourself or help other people?
Help other people, because, you know, I could be selfish and say me, but if I'm by myself and, you know,
you have to bridge minds. You've got to bridge minds, even if people are scared. There's always ways of the people had in their behavior modalities to take fear and then turn that fear into something else so that they can move forward. So the best thing you can do, you're informed, you're aware, so your neighbors, friends, whatever, you need to try a different approach. Because if you try one approach the same way and you're getting fear all the time and disruption, whatever, you need to change your curvature, change your approach so that you do bridge minds and they become an ally to you instead of an enemy or somebody that's just scared to even talk to you.
Yeah, and Josh, what you're going to discover here, that the seeds that you have planted, and you may have looked at it and go, well, okay, I told this person, but they're still doing the same things. They're not changing their lifestyles. They're not changing their thought patterns. It will come a time, and this is the sad part about it, that for a lot of people that you have touched and told, help for them is going to come too late. Because they're sitting around waiting for somebody to help them out when they refuse to help themselves.
Well, a large part of the problem that I come in contact with is I'm 26 years old. So I go to people that are twice my age or younger, and I'm either too young or too full of myself or something like that, you know?
You don't strike me as a person of being too full of yourself. You sound like a pretty reasonable and humble guy.
Well, I'm
deal with your peer group. Don't try and deal with older people because they're less inclined to change. As most people get older, they stay structured in their belief systems and they don't alter. And if they do alter, they make a big deal of it. Change is usually very difficult for people. I would suggest you deal with your own peer group and your own age, because it's the younger generation that's going to have to live with this mess.
Yeah, I agree. I have a 5-year-old daughter that I am terrified to bring up in what's coming, you know, and I'm trying to figure out a way, you know, I listen every day, trying to figure out some way to fix it.
There's no fixing what you're seeing. That is the first thing. But the one thing that is fixable, and sounds to me like you are strategically planning for the demise here. And the best thing that you can do, my friend, and to some people, it's like a death knell to them, to tell them that, look, we're in this situation, and the best that you can do is try to spread the word, try to help other people out. But and this is not narcissistic, this is not selfish, that I will prepare myself and my family to survive this, because it's going to be long and it's going to be ugly.
Oh, I agree.
The one good thing about this, the one bright spot, Josh, is that your daughter is going to go through this. She is going to learn firsthand of times that you heretofore have not seen, I haven't seen, a lot of people have not seen. They will not listen, and they're the people whistling through the graveyard. Well, Josh, I appreciate your call, my friend.
I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
thank
Josh.
You. Bye. We'll take the break, 800-313-9443. We'll go back to your calls after this. Do we have courage? Let's display it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Judy in Tennessee. Seems like the people in the hills of
Good
Tennessee
afternoon.
Have the most
hey,
courage.
Judy.
How you doing?
Hey, Judy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm from the other end of the spectrum. We're both older. I'm 67. My husband's 70. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a payment in years. We have. We live in a little trailer that is paid for. We rent a little piece of land. We are preparing for what's coming because we know we probably won't live through it. And we also know that our Social Security is going to be cut off sometime. So we're not afraid.
Good. Good. You shouldn't be afraid. And you, the probability that you should be thinking about is that you will see this through and you will make it through and you are going to be fine. And you will make friends that you never thought possible. You will bridge minds with people that you never thought possible. And you should always be focusing on some of the positive effects that this is going to have. Because usually when human dynamics are put into place and there's disasters, it's the weirdest thing with humans. This usually happens whenever there's a disaster, people go out of their way to help each other, and you see some of the most noble things happen when people are in a time of crisis. So your attitude will determine your altitude, and I think that you should not only prepare to go through it, but know that you will make it and know that you will survive and know that you will have chances to flourish in the future. But right now, The best thing for you to do is hold hands with your friends, your neighbors, no matter where they're from, what race, what color, what religion, whatever it is, and prepare for this, because that's how you will make it. That's how everybody will make it. If they band together, they will.
Well, there's a few in this area, but there's also a few that we've tried to talk to, and they look at us like, duh, what world did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
And
Judy, let me ask you a question. What have you been saying to these people that you're not getting through to them?
Well, I don't know. Basically, that to try to get out of debt, mm-hmm. to try to put up a couple of cans of food every now and then, just in case we have some time of hard trouble. You know, we don't try to scare them to death. Just try to.
Judy, this is what I would say. For everybody that you meet that's in resistance, and John's mentioned this, I've mentioned this, just give them that movie, Freedom to Fascism. That's
uh-huh.
right there is the primer for behavior changes and the things that need to be get done so people are educated. Because nobody wants to be talked to by somebody else and say, this is the way it is, you don't know what's going on, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Forget that. Just
right.
give them the DVD, slip it in. You don't even have to watch it with them, and let it do its job. It always does. It always does.
That's a good idea. Yeah. But, you know, on the other hand, like I say, we're not, we've been preparing for this. We've seen the signs a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not have a credit card. If we want anything, we save up and pay for it. We drive a couple little clunker cars that look like they're going to fall apart, but hey, they run good. They're paid for.
And you are the antithesis of the Madison Avenue effect, that you're not flashy, you don't go in debt, you are living your lives as you're able to manage. And if this is any consolation, Judy, the fact is that you are going to be one of the survivors, because there's nothing they're going to come and take from you, because you owe nothing.
Exactly.
You are paid off. And obviously you've made plans, because you've seen this coming for a number of years. You know literally what you're going to have to do to feed yourself every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be miles, miles ahead. And who would have ever thought in this country that we're pumped full of the American dream to get as much as you can, to garner all this glitz and this glamour, and to live your life fully through the credit system, through the usury. And you are the one that is in better shape than probably about 75%.
Most of America.
75%
yeah.
of the people in this country.
I remember years and years ago. We fish a lot, too. That helps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years ago, when I was a kid, my folks always had a nice car. But they saved, and then they'd buy a new car. But they might drive that car for 10 years before they'd buy another one.
Sure.
And I never knew of my dad ever having any kind of credit.
Well, and that's something that...
And that rubbed off.
Yeah, well, that's where we learn our stuff, is from our elders, from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really amazing about this is that if we didn't have a fiat currency system... Now imagine this. And you brought up cars, Judy. I'll use that as an example. That the car companies, Ford Motor Company, their stock right now looks like... it looks like a penny stock.
Mm-hmm.
General Motors is in serious trouble. Chrysler is in trouble. All these car companies are in trouble. Now imagine if you could have bought a car. Let's just say you wanted a new car, and GMAC was not in a business of running its own finance company to finance the product that they want to sell you.
Right.
But if they brokered a deal for you that it was fee-based rather than interest-based, and for all the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that these people have had, that they could finance you purchasing a car through their company on a fee-based scenario. In other words, if you were to buy a $20,000 car, and your fee for using that money, say, for a two-year term loan. Now, keep in mind that when you get these financing packages for 36, 48, 60, 72 months, who knows? I've even heard people talking about 100-month notes on cars, which is absolutely insane, because you know as well as I do, it's going to fall apart years before that note's paid off.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine this, and the sales that these companies could have enjoyed, Everybody could have been driving new cars if that's what they wanted, based on a fee. If you bought a $20,000 car, you pay them back $2,100 over time. Now, the reason that's not done is the fiat money system, the devaluation of the dollar, inflation, call it what you will. But we've all been pumped into this credit thing. And, oh, yeah, all the people out there living in the flashy homes and driving the shiny new cars and all of these things. It reminds me of that commercial, James, and I can't think of it, where the guy's riding around on a lawnmower, and he says, and he's smiling, and he says, help me, I'm in trouble, help, help, I'm in debt. But that's what this system has done, and it could have been done with homes, it could have been done with durable goods, cars, any manufactured goods, any services, anything, and we would not have had these boom and bust cycles. It would have been a level economy. It would have been sustainable until the cows came home. It would have been what was good for America, good for us, good for the family, good for our children, and the successive generations in this country. But yet they had to screw this all up.
You know when it started? It started in the 50s, right after the Second World War. In the 50s sometime, I can't remember exactly when, the Jim Walter Homes, you remember those? They advertised you could buy a house $10 down and $10 a week. And, you know, it was a pretty nice house. They started it.
I'm frozen in amazement. Just at that amount. Say that again. Rewind
this.
A second.
Now, when we're talking about the 1950s. We're not talking about the 1850s. Okay, go ahead.
We're talking about 1950s. At that time, you could go into any jewelry store, any car lot, any place, buy anything you wanted, nothing down, a few dollars a month. That's how easy it was. They didn't check your credit.
Yeah, checking your credit report's like looking at your DNA. It's the judgment placed upon you when you look at your credit report when you go to get a car or do anything. It's like I've seen this countless times. The people that are doing the loaning look at this credit report from all three of the garbage collectors, which are TransUnion and Equifax, and all those guys are basically collect garbage, and then they put it on. That most of the time, those reports aren't even accurate, ever. They're very rarely accurate, and the judgment that is posed upon people that employ people, like are you going to get a job, sometimes they'll pull your credit report to see how good of a slave you are and how obedient you are, and then they say, despite how qualified you may be, that you won't get that job if you've got some nicks on your credit report, regardless if they're true or not.
Let me tell you something else, too. I found out just a few weeks ago. I wanted to open a banking account. I can't do it.
And why is that?
Because
they call it because they check your credit account, your credit rating, which I don't have because we don't credit anything. And also now they are going through the FBI to check if you're on the list for being a terrorist.
Right. Well, which bank was that? So we might as well give some great publicity here. Which bank screwed you over?
Yeah, well, any banks that I have seen in West Tennessee.
So you go in, you try and open up a checking account or a savings or what?
Checking.
What about
and they won't let you do that?
No.
What about a savings and loan?
Yeah, they won't even let you get a debit card. I can't even get a debit card. I can't even get an ATM. I have a savings.
And you come into the bank with cash, and they won't give you a standard basic checking account.
No.
What are the reasons?
Because you have not any credit rating, and because...
Well, are you supposed to get credit if you can't open up an account?
That's what I tried to tell them. I said, hey, I don't have credit because I don't have credit, so I pay my bills.
Yeah, I would suggest, Judy, I would sincerely suggest that you check into savings and loans because these are more community-based.
Fortunately, several months, years ago, I opened up a savings account for my check to go direct deposit. So I'm okay there, but I wanted to get a checking account, and they won't let me do it.
You tell them.
No, I'm not worried about it. I don't want to put my money in the bank anyway.
Right.
Right.
Hey,
but
by the way,
usually if people are this doing it, you want to make a file a complaint with the FTC and the Attorney General of your state and let them know that you're doing it. Like, this is the thing that I'm talking about. You can't just sit around and get pushed around by everybody when you know you can do something, because those people have jobs. They're all waiting for their checks to come in. You got to let them know in their face what you are going to do and then follow through on it and then bail. You cannot just roll over, and I'm not just talking with you. I'm talking with everybody that's listening.
Right.
You can't just roll over anymore, everybody.
Yeah. And let me ask you a question, Judy, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
You've seen this coming for a number of years. You've kept yourself out of debt. Exactly what are you going to do when the system collapses? What have you set up to survive?
We have a place that we're fixing up in another place, in another area where there's not very many people around, completely getting it ready.
Okay. Stock. That was my next question.
Yeah. Right.
Food. What about food? How are you going to handle that?
I'll have plenty.
Okay. You're going to plant a garden?
Definitely.
Okay. You use the old thing, and my grandmother used to do this, and my God, there you go.
Uh huh.
There you go.
I can it. I'll try it. We'll live off the land as long as we can.
And when you're moving into your new location that's a little bit more remote, I am sure that you're going to have the means necessary to defend your property, your goods, your garden, and everything else.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a little watchdog that will let us know when anything's coming. Yeah. She's also more or less a survival dog.
Good.
And my husband's a crack shot. He and she will catch game. So, you know, I think we'll be okay.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Judy, and a lot of people probably listening to you right now and thinking, geez, you know, that's a heck of a life. Well, again, folks, let me make you understand this. These people are going to be still enjoying life. Still enjoying.
They have peace of mind.
Yeah, peace
right
of
now.
Mind. They're going to be able to enjoy life, enjoy the still nature. They're going to enjoy the rest of their lives. They may not be enjoying what's happening to other people in the rest of the country. But these people saw this coming. They didn't jump into the matrix. They had good training from their parents. And they are going to be in a better position than 90% of you out there in this country. Judy, I thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Wow. See, some people are ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're from a completely different generation. They're not the robotized, digitized, cell phoning, texting maniacs that are running around doing the things they're doing and completely unenforced. That was great to see that their generation, Judy's generation, or her particularly, I can't speak on behalf of all of them, but they understand it, they get it, and they're preparing.
All righty. Okay, tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break here in a minute. I have a little thing I've got to take care of here, James. Can you take over for a few?
Yes, I want to let everybody know, if you've not heard this broadcast before, or this is the first time, and you're swimming in credit card debt, trying to figure out how to survive, what you're going to do, you need to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you may listen to the November 1st broadcast, 2007, of my interview with Brad Daly in Court Mediation Services, where he speaks about his process of getting rid of the alleged debt that you have, as well as some of his clients are on there as well. Or, if you would prefer, you may do this. You may dial 1-888-213-7655 and listen to the overview about the process. And when you do so, you might want to put it on speakerphone and have all your friends over at the same time so you can hear it and then talk about it and discuss it. And then after that, the key here, as I mentioned to some of our callers beforehand and our listeners, as I've done time and time again with John, is use these tools. Freedom to Fascism, get the DVD. You can get it here, 800-724-2719. Use that number, call, get yourself a copy of that. That's the first tool. So for those of you who are speaking to other people and you're getting resistance, just use a different form of communication, because the form that you're using is not working. The meaning of communication is the response you get. So if you're not communicating correctly, you're not going to get the response you want. So therefore, you need to alter your thinking, get the DVD, get Freedom to Fascism, also get Maxed Out, the movie, get In Debt We Trust, all of which are available. I finally heard back from the director, of Maxed Out. He's been out of the country doing another documentary. I will forward that to everybody at RBN so they can start selling that on the website as well. All of these tools you have available to you right now. So, like I mentioned, and John has mentioned, the key to this is allowing yourself to find new ways, new ideas, new thinking, and new strategies. Because the old modalities of thinking and way you do business and finance are over. It is done. Shut off your TVs and look elsewhere for media content that is honest, straightforward, and will help you. And more importantly, like I mentioned to Judy and the other caller, it's time to bridge minds and reach out to the people that you wouldn't normally reach out to, that you don't consider friends, and use this as a tool to make new friends, make new contacts, and educate them, because you're not going to get any cooperation from the powers that be. You're just not. You've got the Democratic convention, or the Democratic debate is just on, and you didn't hear anything on there remotely truthful at all. We'll be back right after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you. Alrighty, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. John is taking care of some very important calls right now. Again, some of the things that have come up that you guys have emailed me about regarding this process, please, if you would, make sure you use these tools before you begin, because I can talk to you all day long about the credit card system and what's it, how it works and how you're getting screwed and everything else, but that's not good enough. You need to be sure within yourself before you make the step. Again, go get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. Order it from this network at 800-724-2719. Get yourself a copy. Use that as a tool to give not only to yourself, but your friends and colleagues. If you're a student in school right now, you need to get in your professor's face, since you are paying for the education yourself and you basically make their paychecks. You tell them you want to see this and you want the whole class to see it, and you need to get involved now. Listen, we had Alexia Norton-Jones on yesterday. Let me tell you something. She did not have to go on the air. She's extremely well connected with the media. She's well connected in circles that most people will never even have access to. She went beyond the call of duty, got on, talked about the financial situation, and is moving forward with that. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody's going to have to go beyond what they've been doing currently to do something more. And that more means, if you have this issue with the credit card stuff, tell your neighbor, tell your friends, tell your school, tell your church. I know there's big congregations all across the United States that are finally getting clued into what's going on, and those people need to know about it as well. There needs to be a unified front so that all of you are in the same position covering each other's back, because you're not going to get any help from the powers that be at this time. They have their own agenda, and with the election coming up and all this stuff, there's a lot of activity. You've got Fall Street, you've got an election, you've got consumers with drowning in credit card debt, and you need to think new ways. Will you survive? Absolutely. Are there ways for you to get through this? Absolutely. Some of the tools we've laid out here on this broadcast and other broadcasts that are on this network, so you have that available to you at each moment of the day. One of the things that came up in an email is the response we're getting from other countries. It seems to me that other countries are being affected today and are more concerned about Ron Paul getting elected than anything else, because they're starting to feel the pinch from this global infrastructure falling and economic collapse of the United States. So all of our listeners that are listening throughout the world, I want to thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Please refer this broadcast to as many people as you can. You have advantages living in an electrical environment. You can send an email to everyone at once. Everybody on your list, send them. Send them out. Maybe some of them will throw it in their junk folder. They won't even answer. But a selected few will open this up. They'll know this broadcast is taking place. They'll know that this transmission is going out all across the world so that you can become informed about what's going on with the economic situation and move forward. Again, the key here is behavioral flexibility. And then what I mean by that is your conscious and unconscious mind has to have enough strategies available to it so you can think in new ways and in different ways so you can move forward. That is the key here with cash flow. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Again, if you're trying to reach me regarding your credit card issue, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you may listen to the overview at 888-213-7655. Everybody have a great day out there, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. With